Age of the Geek, baby. We run the world.
Make it so.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Good evening, Dave. Everything's running smoothly, and you?
I see you shiver with anticipation.
Hey everybody, Dave the Nerd back. It has been a decent amount of time, a little over, almost a year. I've had a lot going on, and I needed to take a break. So, I'm sorry, I really am, but I'm back. And there's been some changes. Dave's Nerd Compendium is still going to be going on. It will be a bi-monthly show now. So instead of me coming out every week with a new episode, I'll be doing it every 2 weeks. This way, I still have a way to have some remnants of a life, and you guys don't get left out of the mix. So that's one point. Point two is, since I am no longer a Pod Bros affiliate, since Pod Bros has closed its door for understandable reasons, Dave's Nerd Compendium and DaveNC.com is getting a little bit of a shakeup. I told you one bit of news about Dave's Nerd Compendium. Well, I'm working on a second podcast that will be a monthly podcast. It is going to, the working title is Needs of the Many. It is a Star Trek look back show where we will go episode by episode, movie by movie, and discuss the psychological and philosophical content of the show or movie, and see if those themes are still relatable in the current day. There is a third show that will be coming out probably another once a month, maybe a once every 2 months. And that one will be with another friend of mine. I won't say who. Needs of the Many will be a panel show, so there will be like 3 to 4 of us, and it'll be a rotating cavalcade of guests on that show. But I actually had somebody reach out to me, and they have a YouTube channel that will be starting on May 3rd, or I shouldn't say starting, relaunch, rebranding of a YouTube channel. And I couldn't say no to help him out. I mean, I can't call him a kid. Well, I can. He is younger than me, but the guy is like my little brother, and I will do anything to help him out. So I want you to sit back and listen to this interview I did with one Mr. Chris Chavez II. He is an amazingly talented person. He was a member of 4th and Main, which you'll hear more about 4th and Main in the interview. And this is about a half hour long interview. I will say that I'll be back at the end to recap the episode, and there will not be any outro music this time. I'm working on editing up some new intro and outro music to go along with the new feel of the show. So, with that being said, let's jump into this interview. All right.
So, I am joined with a good friend of mine who I have known for, 13, 14 years, something like that.
It's been about that long. Yeah, it's been,
Yeah, I think that's right. I think that's right.
He is an accomplished pianist, an amazing vocalist, and he's been on the show once, but as a set of four. Now for reasons that he might get into, he's on his own and blazing a new trail. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Chris Chavez II.
Man, thank you so much for having me. It's so good to see you again. And yeah, it's been a minute, but I'm happy to be talking to you.
Now, when I said you were once in a set of four, you were once a member of the epic YouTube craze that was Fourth and Main.
Fourth and Main, yeah, we started that. I guess it's been about 5 years now since we started that. It was an all guy country group, and we just wanted to really focus on harmony, and we toured the world and the country and saw a lot of really awesome success online. And so it was great. And then about a year ago, almost a year ago, we decided to head in different directions. Just creatively, some of us lean more heavily country, some of us lean more pop, and we just thought it was best and the right time, especially with COVID coming, to kind of part ways in professionally, not personally. There were no hard feelings with any of us, or it wasn't like a big drama thing like a lot of groups end. But we just all thought it would be best for everybody individually if we all adventured on our own thing.
Yeah, and you could kind of see that there was no animosity when Blake posted a video, then Chaz posted a video, then you, then Randy, and it was all like you were, I don't want to say it was a press junket, you were all saying the same thing but in your own tone, but that's how it came off. There was no animosity. There was still the brotherhood that you could see when you guys were performing on stage. And I will say, as a fan of Fourth of Main, not really a fan of country music, but a fan of your guys' group and harmony and music, I was kind of brokenhearted to hear that the group was going away. But in a way, I kind of respected that you guys were doing it on your own accord instead of drama's accord.
That's exactly right. And we wanted to make sure it never got to the point where we were leaving with a bunch of resentment, you know, like, so even like TV shows end far past when they should end sometimes. And we just thought it was the perfect time. Not necessarily that we didn't see any future success with it, or that we didn't think we could do more with it, but that it was just we had done a lot, and we had a wonderful fan base, and we just felt like it was a good time to do something more, and that just happened to be on our own separate ventures. But I still keep in touch with the guys. I just texted Randy last night, and Chase texted me a few days ago. I saw Blake the other day. I'm actually going to be doing some stuff with Blake coming up. So yeah, there's still a lot of brotherhood there. There's still that feeling of friendship. I mean, we spent all the time in the world together for 4 years. We were together all the time, touring Alaska, touring Norway. I mean, some of the biggest moments of my life were with these guys. So I don't know that there's ever going to be a time when I resent them or don't want to be part of their life. So
yeah, I will say it's kind of unsettling me seeing you with facial hair, because I've always seen you as such a baby face.
Yeah. It's like growing up, man.
It's like my baby brother's growing up.
It's time for a new stage.
Yeah, sadly mine is going more gray in my going on 40 years.
Dude, I've got gray all in my hair, not really my beard, but my
why
my
do you
hair.
Think my head is shaved between that and going bald?
I'm just embracing it. My dad went completely gray before 30, and I'm probably gonna go completely gray before 32, but I'm just embracing it.
I was going bald before 30, and I'm going gray in the beard at I'll be 40 in October.
Nothing wrong with it. Nothing distinguished.
Yeah.
Distinguished,
yeah.
I say.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Yeah. Yeah, so, kids are dyeing their hair gray all the time now, so.
No, that's platinum. There's this, like, no. color.
Well, difference. Then that's what mine is. Mine's platinum. Mine's not gray. It's naturally platinum.
It's just a sprinting of platinum.
Yeah.
So, you reached out to me saying that you're starting, or bringing back your YouTube channel?
Dude, I'm so excited. Yeah, it's, I mean, I've had it active for a while, but I never really, like pushed it or posted regularly on it. It was just kind of a fun thing that where I could post something so that people could go back and watch random cover videos, random originals or things like that. But now I'm relaunching everything under a new umbrella of this still cover songs for now, but more consistently, higher quality every week. Just an interesting arrangement of popular songs. And I've got a whole list of songs that range back from the 50s to today's hits. And it's, dude, I'm so excited about, I've got a great team behind me helping me out with all these things from production to video to audio to marketing to everything. They're just really talented, amazing people. And that's, gosh, so I've been in the music industry since college, and that has probably been the greatest thing for me is making these relationships with so many talented people and just surrounding myself with talented people that make up for a lot of the shortcomings that I have. I'm always trying to just be friends genuinely with really talented, wonderful people who where we can come together and create something better than we could separately. We did that with Fourth and Main, and I think we're doing that now with this YouTube channel. I'm just really excited. This is going to be some really good music, and I hope the people like it. I hope they respond to it and can vibe with it.
Well, I know as a follower of your original launch of the channel, I'm a fan of yours. Irregardless, I'm a fan of yours. I mean,
yeah.
Like I said, you have an amazing voice. You are an amazing pianist. I've heard you arrange music. I've heard you write original stuff. And it's all stellar.
Thank you.
And when you launched your first channel, when you were in college, your mom would post a video and I'd quickly watch it while I was at work. Like.
Yeah.
And people would be like, how do you know this kid? I was like, theater. I did theater with him. I did theater with his mom, with his dad. It's like, he's like my little brother. That's why I call you a little brother.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, a lot of people, especially in my life now, don't know anything about my theater days. Like, I've just been out of that world for so long. And I mean, I miss it sometimes, but I think back, you and so many others that I would love to keep in contact with more from doing musical theater. You know, I mean, do you do any musical theater anymore?
I haven't done theater since 2013, 2014.
Yeah, it's been about that long for me too.
I want to say I was in my second or third year of my undergrad when classes were getting really tight and work was crazy, and I was like, I can't be working a full-time job, going to school full-time, and then doing practically full-time theater work.
Right.
So I just was like, I'm retired until something sparks my interest.
Yeah. No, I'm the same way. And for me, it was, I mean, as much as I loved musical theater, it was just, I didn't want to make a career out of musical theater, and I was coming to the time where I wanted to figure out what I wanted to make a career out of, and so I chose other parts of the music industry, which have been super great. But yeah, when I first launched the channel, it wasn't, I mean, it was like bedroom covers, and like you could see like my bed and a couch and like
your dorm,
my home studio. Yeah, exactly. It was very minimal, no budget at all. Yeah, so that's why I'm really excited for this new launch, because it's completely different and revamped and just upping the quality times a thousand. And I'm just excited to see what that brings, but also just for the work that it is. I think they're really creative, great videos that, yeah, I'm just happy to be a part of and proud of. Yeah.
Yeah. And even with your dorm studio or home studio, whichever way you want to look at, you still put on better quality videos than most of the YouTube cover artists that are out there. And
well,
trust me,
I've always felt like I've had kind of a leg up in the at least the audio portion of it. I mean, videography, that's never been my forte. So I've made a lot of friends that are able to do stuff like that. But at least the audio portion, I've been doing studio work for so long. It's been 6 years now that I've been doing studio session work, and I've really learned a lot about what sounds good in a mix and how to create a track. And I play piano, so I play a lot of my own stuff too. I've been very fortunate.
That's right. You are a Grammy nominated producer.
It's crazy. That was the highlight of 2020 for me, when finding out that we were nominated. Wait, was it? I thought it was the end of 2020. Yeah, I think it was like November or December when I found out. But wow, how crazy is that to be Grammy nominated? I mean, that's always been a goal of mine, but I never in a million years thought it would be now. You know what I mean? That's something that you get as a producer when you're old and gray. I thought, I don't know, but not anymore.
Young and gray, young and spritzy.
That's right, young and platinum.
So you have a wide range of skill sets, and you're going to be developing them even more. Is there any songs that you are planning to cover that you think is going to be a major challenge for you?
That's a good question. You know, one of the benefits that I have since doing the studio work is that you're always at the mercy of whatever the client puts in front of you. I mean, 90% of the time when I walk into a session, I don't even know what music we're singing that day. It might be gospel, it might be choral, it might be pop or country, but you don't know the music ahead of time. So you just go ahead and adapt as well as you can and be as versatile as you can. And that's doing that for 6 years, I think, has been a huge benefit to me to be able to do so many styles that I love. And do them justice, I feel. We're starting with some country stuff. I love country, and the past 4 years of my life have been country. And I think a lot of the existing fans right now resonate with that style of music as well. But we're also doing, like, I've got an Eagles tune planned, and we're doing, you know, some twists on some Justin Bieber stuff. So going more pop and acoustic, and it's a huge spectrum. And that's probably what excites me more than anything, is just being able to be authentically me, which has never been one road, one genre. It's always been a little bit of musical theater, a little bit of country music, a little bit of hip hop being from Detroit, and, you know,
a little bit of gospel being a Catholic school.
Yeah, and gospel, man, it's just been so diverse in my life. And so I'm just really happy to be able to reflect that in the channel. And hopefully people resonate with that too. Cause I think too often we're put in these categories and kind of just confined in a box. And people aren't like that. Nobody's like that. Everybody appreciates little bits of almost everything. And so I think it'll be really nice and really freeing to the listeners to be able to appreciate so many different genres when maybe they thought otherwise they couldn't. Like, maybe somebody who's a diehard country fan sees our Justin Bieber cover and can appreciate some of the elements of it. I mean, where it doesn't go so pop that it's Justin Bieber, but we kind of marry the country elements and the pop elements together to create something new. I'm just really excited about it. if you couldn't tell.
Now, everybody has a bucket list of stars that they want to work with or record yeah. with or produce or whatever.
Of course.
Who would be the top five on your list?
Dude, there are so many. It's of course hard to nail down five, but I would say on my list has always been Tori Kelly. If you don't know who she is, she's an amazing vocalist. She's a pop artist, but she's got the same manager as Justin Bieber and a few others. Who else is, man, there are just, here's the thing, because I feel so blessed to be surrounded by so many talented artists that I almost feel like I'm working with the people that I would dream about working with, and that I'm fans of. Like even Chase, one of my favorite voices ever, especially in country. And we were touring together for 4 years. We're going to do some stuff coming up. I mean, the people that I'm working with are the people that I'm fans of. And that's the beautiful thing about this channel and also just my job. Like I get to work with these awesomely talented people. But you know, Shawn Mendes here, Jasmine Sullivan here, we wouldn't turn those down either.
All right. Now, typically everybody has that one song that they listen to get into the mood to do anything. Back when I was doing theater, as sad to say, a Frank Sinatra song that would get me in the mood to go on stage and perform. Do you have a one song that you normally listen to get you in the mood before you start recording?
So it changes. But it's always like some kind of pump up song, and it might be something like an old dubstep remix, or it might be something like WAP by Cardi B. Like it might be super hip hop. That's
really?
Just an example. That's
you had to go with that one.
What if we covered that? What if we covered WAP? Do an acoustic version of WAP.
I've already seen the heavy metal something. Version. That's enough.
It's just something to get my blood pumping and get the energy moving. I mean, I love Frank Sinatra, and I can rock a little "Fly Me to the Moon" whenever. But when I'm about to perform or go on stage or even record, I want to get the adrenaline flowing a little bit. So I remember this almost every time we would go on stage for 4th and Main. It wasn't a song, but right before we would go on, I would literally convulse intentionally just to get my body moving and get my blood pumping. And I would jump up and down. And yeah, I mean, that's the key for me, is just getting all the excess energy out so that I can focus it when I'm actually performing.
The energy circle from the Caroline days.
Yeah, exactly.
See, I knew you still remembered some of your theater roots.
Oh, I'll never forget. That's part of who I am.
Now, you said that you have some originals that are coming on down the pipeline. Can you give us a little hint on, I don't want to say the title or the feel of it, but the subject matter maybe?
Yes. So, well, and here's the thing, because we're writing all the time, right? We're writing several times a week. And I mean, by the time we end up releasing something, we may have 100 songs, and then we may only like five of them. So it's hard to say what exactly will be released, but there's a lot of songs about, there are some songs about heartbreak. There are some songs about, I've been really intentional about being unconditional in my joy and in my love right now. And really, no matter what the circumstances are, trying to maintain my sense of security and my sense of happiness, and not rely on other people to provide my happiness for me. So, yeah, a lot of songs are happy too, but yeah, they're all over the spectrum, and I like that as well. Like reflecting the channel, I like variety, and my life is a little bit of everything. I mean, it's not one genre, and I like to reflect that in the songs that we write too. So yeah, I don't know. Maybe that answers the question. Maybe it doesn't. But yeah, that will definitely be shared on down the line, and we'll see. We'll see what we end up picking and where my headspace is when it's time to release some originals, and what resonates with me at that time. Yeah.
Now, will these originals and covers be later on put on to, an EP or an LP?
If there's demand for it, if people want that and would be interested in buying something like that, then yeah, I don't see any issue with that. We've got one buyer right now. But yeah, I don't see anything against going in that route, so long as people resonate with that. I'm a lot of where the channel's going to go is going to be, I want it to be a collaborative thing as much as a passion project for me. I want people to respond and participate and tell me what they like hearing and what resonates with them and implement those things as much as possible, to where it's again, two or more people coming together with different sets of skills and different interests and just creating something that couldn't even be thought of otherwise, right? It's really a co-creative experience for me as much as it is something that I'm passionate about.
And that's always good to know, that not only you're passionate, but you're looking to make this a full-on collaboration, because I will say that from falling down the YouTube rabbit hole, as I call it, hundreds of times, especially when I'm bored at work, you get to see the good and the opposite. I don't want to say not so good or horrible, but you get to see like the entire gambit of these cover videos and cover artists. And I will say that although I'm partial to you and biased by knowing you and your talent, you are by far probably one of the best musically gifted people that have been doing covers in probably the last 10 years.
Man, that means a lot to me, really, honestly. I appreciate you saying that.
And I could even see you doing... there used to be a channel called Sup Ricky, where the guy would like cover Madness from Muse. And yeah, he like did it in multiple part harmony, just right, him. I could even see you doing something like that, but taking it to a whole nother level and it being 10 times better.
Dude, I love like creative stuff. Like I would not have thought. Now, I'm on other social media platforms like TikTok and Instagram and stuff, we'll be doing even more of that kind of thing, where we layer vocals and make big choir sounds or really tight harmonies, because that's always been a big part of my life too, is the harmony aspect. But yeah, I mean, just having a community to throw out ideas like that and figure out what works and what's cool, it's invaluable to me. So yeah, I mean, I can't even tell you how appreciative I am of you for, one, just being like a big brother to me this whole, 13 plus years, and also, but yeah, sitting down and taking the time to talk to me about this, I think you can tell I'm passionate about it, and yeah, it means a lot to have you support.
Well, you know, you're never going to lose my support, and you're never going to lose me. I'm here. I'm around. I'm always going to be around.
Well, it means a lot. It means a lot.
And you have a lot of people here, and I can name probably 12 off the top of my head who are all here backing you, supporting you, and whether it be your actual family, your theater family, or past friends that you've had. Yes. You have a large support system that all want to see you succeed.
Yeah, it means a lot. It really does. And I wouldn't be where I am today without everybody. I mean, it's it does take a village, and it helps to bounce, as cliche as that might be. It helps for me to bounce ideas off people, and but more so just the encouragement and the and believing in me and being able to allow me to chase what I love, and as a result, you know, get nominated for a Grammy this year and really, really work on some incredible projects. I've done so many cool things, traveled internationally and sung for Disney and EA Games, and so many awesome projects. Yeah, and I couldn't do it without everybody's support, and it just means the world to me.
Yeah, and anytime you're thinking that you might have gone astray, just remember back before Corona, back in November, I think it's 150 seat venue was practically sold out, pretty much sold out. I mean, there might have been like 3 seats empty.
Yeah.
It was your hometown crowd cheering you on.
Yeah.
I mean, we didn't know anybody else in that group. We knew you. Yeah. And we were there for you. And because of you, we got to know the group. Because of you, we got to enjoy the awesomeness that was a show. And you took somebody who is a metalhead, somebody who listens to rock music, and had him listening to country music.
Yeah, dude. Well, and here's the thing. Like, I would choose 150 people for a tight-knit community over millions of passive, you know, acquaintances any day. I mean, the quality of the community that I want to build with this YouTube channel is more important to me than the numbers, right? It's all, to me, it's all about creating something that resonates with a lot of people and really fostering a loving community in that. And I think we can do that.
Oh yeah, for sure. And you know, if you're ever up in my area of Michigan and recording and you need an extra person,
Hit you up for sure.
Don't hit me. I'm quite fragile, but
dude, I can't tell you how much I appreciate you. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me about this. It means a lot.
Always. And since we haven't got to the point, what is your YouTube channel and your social medias that people can find you on and follow you and stalk you? And, I mean, follow you on.
Yeah. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, of course, at just type in my name, Chris Chavez Music, or Chris Chavez II for Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok, Chris Chavez II. Chavez, Chavez, and II because I'm the second. My dad's got the same name, so I wanted to distinguish. Didn't want people to confuse me with him.
Although that would be a good idea for a video. Do something like what is that? 7 years old. You start off singing, then as it progresses in age, your dad take over the video.
Well, I don't know if he'd be down for it anymore. I mean, he's almost 70.
I think they mentioned 70.
It's not a bad idea, and that's what I'm here for is the collaboration. So I'll put it on the brainstorming list.
And your dad be like, "Really? He thought of it, man?
Come on." Cool.
But is there anything else you want to talk about while I got you here?
I don't think so, man. I think we covered it. I'm just, again, thank you. Thank you for taking the time to...
Always. And if you want to come on every so often to be like, hey, I got this new video, or hey, I'm putting out the album, or hey, I'm going out on tour by myself.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Always. Cool.
Man, that means a lot to me. I appreciate it. Anything you need, hit me up.
Unless you have the winning lottery numbers.
All right. Well, when I do, I'll hit you up. Cool. All right, man. Well, I appreciate you. I guess we'll talk again soon.
Oh, yeah. I'm always around for you.
Sounds good. Sounds good. All right. Catch you later, man.
Catch you later, brother.
All right. That was a great interview with Chris Chavez II. It was great to catch up with him. Great to talk with him again. You never know how much someone really means to you until you talk to him and everything. And like I said, Chris is like my little brother. And he is such a great guy. I really think that everyone should check out his YouTube channel when it gets relaunched and rebranded. I know I personally will be sharing the videos as soon as they come out and hoping for that EP or LP, because I'm just a fan of his, and I think everyone who is listening to this will also be a fan of his. So with that being said, I want to thank Chris one more time for being on the show. Thank you all for listening, and welcome back to Dave's Nerd Compendium. Sorry I've been away for so long. And I will see you in 2 weeks. And I have to close it out this way. If you need a man, find a nerd.